Back now to who they were, or who the police believe the bombers were. Joining us from London is Duncan Campbell, special correspondent for The Guardian. Welcome back to the program.
It's a pleasure.
And I want to ask you first, tell us what we know, or a bit more of what we know about these people who've been identified by the police, starting with the young man, the 18-year-old, I guess, who is said to have blown up the number 30 bus.
Yes, I mean, he comes from a fairly poor part of Leeds, didn't do too well at school, parents a little concerned about him and sent him off to Pakistan to try and give him a bit of grounding. He came back from there, and none of his friends seemed to suspect that he was any kind of a suspect, except one of them said that after he came back from his trip to Pakistan, I thought he'd been brainwashed, he said. I didn't know who he was. He seemed to have changed in that brief period of time. That's the one who's the 18-year-old who's responsible for the bus bomb in which 13 people, including himself, died. And that's the one that police are trying to trace the movements of today.
By releasing his picture, as
that's
we heard.
That's right, yeah.
Now, what about the other three, the three underground bombers, starting with the 22-year-old Shehzad Tanweer?
Yes, I mean, he was playing cricket, which is about as English as you can get, the night before he set off. He was quite a good player. Some of his friends said he was hoping to become a professional cricketer. He studied sports science at Leeds Metropolitan University, which is quite a good university, and he was regarded by all of his friends as a very easygoing character, completely surprised, most of them, to find out that he was involved. But he was identified, he's one of the two people formally identified by the police as having taken part.
Now we move into people who've been unofficially cited, and the police have not publicly confirmed, I guess, but there is a 30-year-old primary school teaching assistant. This is a man
with Mohammed Khan. His picture appeared on the front page of the Times today, and the reason they had his picture was because a couple of years ago he had been in a feature that the Times Educational Supplement had done about young teachers working with people with learning disabilities. And that was what he did. That was, he had a very good reputation amongst fellow teachers for working with children from disadvantaged backgrounds, but also who had difficulty in learning. And so, amazingly enough, the Times had this picture of a young bearded man who was doing wonderful work as his colleagues saw it with troubled children.
Do either the police or journalists who've investigated know where and how these three men, and perhaps a Jamaican-born Briton named Lindsay Germain, who's also been named unofficially, where their paths crossed, where they came together?
Friends say that the three of them used to play football together, or soccer, as you would call it, football together in Leeds. They're slightly different ages. I mean, there's a gap of 12 years between them, but they're close-knit families, and two of them went to the same mosque. Some of them went to an Islamic center, but they seem to have had a reasonably casual links in terms of friendship. But were, as you've said earlier in this program, that they weren't on the police radar. They weren't people who the police were watching. And certainly two of them were not seen as militants in any way. Mohammed Khan, some of his friends said, had expressed a lot of anger about the war in Iraq, about the war in Afghanistan, and about Palestine. And there was somebody I heard interviewed on the BBC earlier saying that he had become angrier and angrier about those three particular aspects.
And on that note, Duncan Campbell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Duncan Campbell of The Guardian newspaper speaking to us from London.